This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. CBS News has learned the U.S. troops killed and injured in a drone strike overnight in Jordan were sleeping in their quarters at their base near Syria's border. CBS's David Martin reports.
U.S. officials say the troops manning the outpost on the Jordanian side of the border with Syria had little warning of the incoming drone. Many of the dead and wounded were still in their barracks when it hit.
Three Americans were killed, 34 others were injured. The White House has said it will respond. Meantime, GOP presidential candidate Nikki Haley reacted to the attack while rallying voters in her home state of South Carolina.
The fact that we lost three and dozens were wounded after 160 attacks on our men and women in the military, it is absolutely shameful.
It's the deadliest attack on American service members since the U.S. pulled out of Afghanistan in 2021. There is some surprising data now about President Biden's support among Black Americans ahead of the election. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
Black voters support the re-election of President Biden at low levels, according to recent polling by the Associated Press. Former President Donald Trump is looking to make inroads, saying at a rally in New Hampshire before the state's primary that his poll numbers with Blacks and Hispanics are growing.
But political analysts say it's unlikely Trump will get widespread support. The United Nations is calling on 9 countries, including the U.S., to resume funding for humanitarian aid in Gaza. Japan has already refused. But Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Charles Brown weighed in on how he'd advise Israel's military as it works to get hostages free. Brown on ABC.
As you conduct your military operations, you've got to be sensitive to and collateral damage. And at the same time, you've got to bring in humanitarian assistance. They've talked to me about their process, and they've got a good process.
And more threats now from the North.
For the second time in less than a week, North Korea's launched a new kind of strategic cruise missile that may have nuclear attack potential from submarines. Overseeing the latest test was leader Kim Jong-un, who late last year ordered an exponential increase in his country's nuclear arsenal.
That's reporter Alex Jensen. Kansas City's headed back to the Super Bowl.
God put us a lot of adversity in our way this year, and we accepted the challenge, and we're better for it. I mean, it's been a heck of a year. We're not done yet, but this is the way to get there.
Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes there after their 17-10 win over Baltimore. And now Detroit's close to its first Super Bowl appearance ever. They're up 21-7 against San Francisco. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Lude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, the Rousers. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Max Inc. Radio. This hour of music is brought to you by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the hand homemade beer and food and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. Also, Honeybee Cannabis, Wisconsin-grown cannabis from seed to shelf. It's all Wisconsin THC-infused drinks, real organic fruit juice, gluten-free, no sweeteners. Honeybee Cannabis Company. Find them on Facebook and on Jennifer Street Market. Rocker, so many people in the studio tonight. I just love it.
Hey, and you know what? They're all digging the honeybee cannabis,
right?
THC infused, the strawberry lime, dude.
Delicious.
That is good. Wow.
You gotta share.
I'm still standing, Rob.
That's good.
Oh, boy. Hey, Rob, Aaron Weber Group is a leader in real estate in Wisconsin, and Aaron Weber is also a huge supporter of local music as a sponsor of Max Inc. Radio and our Live in the Lair segment, and he heard that Miss Megan Owens, she's going to be live in the Lair tonight, so
she
Aaron
is.
Stopped by the studio tonight to catch a little live music and also to tell us a little bit about real estate and why he wears different colored socks. Aaron, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Well,
Where would you like me to start tonight? Would you like me to start with the real estate, or how I don't dress that well, or how my wife hates that I don't wear matching socks?
Oh, my goodness. Your wife doesn't like that?
No.
Oh, really?
She hates it. It's taken her years to really understand the whole concept of it.
Wow.
And I've just kind of, you know, embraced it that how much of my day is saved by not trying to match my socks?
I'm right there with you, man. You know, when I met my wife, this is kind of interesting.
Oh,
I said,
there you go. She's in the other room.
I said, my clothes are all
be glad she'll never hear.
My clothes are all at home in a pile right now, and I'm not wearing the same socks. Like, it was just like, here's your chance.
Make your choice.
it's all out there. I've laid it out on the line.
I mean, she had a chance when they asked her, do you agree? I do. She could have said, well, you know, we had a choice and we can move on.
Everything but the socks. Well, you know, Aaron, you own one of the most successful real estate brokerages in the area, and movetomadison.com is your calling card. But tell us about Aaron Weber, a guy who's passionate about music, sometimes wears different colored socks, and, you know, you lead an interesting life. Tell us a little of your backstory.
A little bit of my backstory. I grew up in Northeast Iowa. In my 20s, I got bored, got in my car, drove to L.A.
There you go.
My parents are like,
not bored anymore.
They're like, where are you going? L.A. What are you going to do there? No idea. Who do you know there? Nobody. You got any money? Nope.
Where'd you end up at Venice Beach?
Yeah, I was in Venice, kind of bopped around, you know, just kind of met people and just like figured out a place to stay, rented a room, just like, you know, winged the whole thing. And everyone's like, how are you doing this? So spent my 20s just kind of cruising through the LA scene, which was wild.
Nice. What was the music like there? Did you get to go to some of the clubs?
Yeah, went to a lot.
What bands did you see? Any like up and comers before they were like, you know, big? Like Guns N' Roses or
something? No, I wasn't cool enough or young enough to see them. So no, but I mean, we're at the Troubadour, we're on the Strip quite a bit. There's so many different shows. You know, in your 20s walking around Hollywood, you don't really remember much. You just had a lot more fun out there. So.
I thought that was the 60s, not Hollywood.
Well, you know, it's all relative. You
welcome
know, they don't
to the jungle.
They don't have as many bars per, you know, block as we do here.
Yeah, well, who does?
I mean, it's a very hard thing to keep up with.
I mean, we set the bar, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, they may party out and you have a lot of sun out in Hollywood, but, you know, doesn't compare with Brandy and Wisconsin.
And we have a lot of it.
You know, my wife, Alice, she tells me that Google reviews are everything for your business. She swears by them. And so I decided to go and Google Aaron Weber Group to see if I could spot any complaints, like a flaw, a chink in the armor. The only complaint I could find is that there's nothing to complain about. Your Google average is like 4.9 stars and 273 reviews. Those are better stats than Jordan Love's last 10 games. Why are these people so happy?
I don't know. I mean, they just look at me. They're like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
In summer, he has big, bushy sideburns. He doesn't fit the mold of, you know, the stuffy realtor pushing you into anything. He's just out there having a good time, making sure you have a good time buying a house. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, great, great reviews. I have to give you compliments on that. And, well, what's coming up? What's new or what's coming up with Aaron Weber Group?
What's coming up is there's a ton of listings going to be hitting the market here very soon. As the weather warms up, as this snow disappears, there's going to be more and more houses coming up, which is great if you're looking to buy, but also more buyers are going to be out there in that market very quickly. So if you want a deal, you need to call today and get out there and get after it. Because in 3 to 4 weeks, there's going to be even more people looking, and it's going to get wild.
Yep.
Oh, well, I was just going to ask you, you know, what's a good tip that people should take in right now? And it sounds like they better get on the horse now.
Yeah, they should have bought a few years ago. 5 years advice. Ago, 10 years ago, would have been great.
Yeah,
buy perfect. Everything, hold it all, sell it now.
Wow.
So the best tip of advice is, it's always a good time to buy.
Yeah.
Looking back 3 years ago, we thought the market was hot and it was high. They have so much equity and they only bought 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Don't miss this chance.
Wow. Excellent advice from Aaron Weber, from the Aaron Weber Group. How do we follow you and the Aaron Weber Group online?
Just go to movetomadison.com. That's the easiest way to find us. Very simple. just go there. It has links to all of our socials on Instagram, Facebook, everything like that. You can have my direct number on there. You can text me, call me, harass me.
So if I go to movetomadison.com, swipe left, I get Aaron Weber.
Absolutely. Yep. I'll be right there. And you'll be like, how did I get here and why am I here? Be a little confused at first, then you'll buy a house, and then you'll realize that I made a good choice. So,
wow, incredible. Well, Aaron, thank you so much for coming down to the studio and being a member of our studio audience tonight. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Have a great evening.
Hey, Rocker, we've got a double dip now of Iron Plow.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear it. So there is the Max Inc. concert series. It's going to be happening at Maddie's Bar and Lounge in Waukesha with Iron Plow and Bony Fingers and James Santel and Anya Esther and Don Brown are going to be down there emceeing from it's presented by Civic Media and the SHA 101.
Thank you, Rocker. Wealth of knowledge. Enjoy Iron Plow and those drums on Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah, man.
Rain comes here. Wind blows steer at the seas. Yeah. Arm of darkness coming in the dead of night. One day morning it'll be alright. Alright.
Iron Plow Double Dip. Catch Iron Plow and with Bony Fingers at Maddie's Bar and Music Lounge in Waukesha. Yeah. Presented by Civic Media and the Shaw 101 FM. All starts at 7 p.m. No cover. This is Max Inc. Radio.
Wake up.
Plow on Max Inc. Radio. Yeah, you know about what's going on with Iron Plow. It's coming up really soon. All this local music is brought to you by Green Delivery Service. Legal hemp, flower, hemp products, edibles, smoking accessories delivered right to your door. Serving Dane County. Order online at greendeliveryservice.company.site. That's greendeliveryservice.company.site. Louis and the Flash Bombs now. The Lucky Ones on Max Inc. Radio. Call us. This is Max Sync Radio. All right. Thanks for tuning in tonight. The automation rocker just went, I've never seen it do that before, but that was like super, super cool. I don't know what I don't. Don't worry. It's all going to be fine, though. Going to be fine. But it's not the smoothest transition. Hey, you know, the whammies are coming up. The Whammies Award Weekend is coming to Green Bay on May 18th through the 19th. And the ceremony commemorating the epic event is at the Event Center up there.
It's at the Epic Event Center.
There you go.
It's a brand new, like, big theater venue that's up there.
I bet it's epic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Whammy Awards, they usually have that award ceremony, I'd say, most of the time in the last 45 years. It's happened in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I know they've had one in Appleton, at least. And,
yes.
And so this year is going to be great. They're going to go up to Green Bay. And,
yes.
And Max Sync Radio, we're going to be up there with them.
Yes, I can't wait.
Civic Media, WGBW up in Green Bay, and Max Sync Radio are sponsors of the Whammy Awards show and weekend. That's happening in Green Bay coming up May 18th and 19th.
Fantastic. What else is going on? Anything else exciting going on tonight? I think Peacemaker is going
to
be here, right?
Peacemaker is yet to come in here. We're going to talk to them about their new, we're going to hear new music from them. And then Miss Megan Owens. She is live in the lair. She's here now. Guitar's warming up, right?
She's got luggage. I have three CDs here, business cards. She's ready to go.
Ready to go. Yeah, and then Max and Kevy coming up at 10 p.m. with Jimmy K. And Essential Last Crack at 11 p.m.
Oh, so much action-packed stuff right here on Max Inc. Radio. We're going to do listening party, wasting time, take a little break.
Love these guys.
Yeah. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Network.
Just yesterday, I was crawling up around the attic again. My golden ring, I swear I saw it. Turns out it was just a penny. Well, I picked it up, wiped off the dust. Lord knows I could use a little luck. And I don't even know what I was looking for. That's good enough, and I won't waste my time waiting on you. Not gonna spend my life waiting on you.
Cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.tv.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Sync Radio. Crusher.
Wow. Wow, that is very cool. You know, Rob.
Yes.
Peacemaker.
Yes.
They're a rock power trio. 3 years in the making. Harkening back to 70s and 80s artists like Thin Lizzy, ZZ Top, Crew, and Sabbath. Peacemaker adds a finishing touch of punk. On the verge of a full album release, Madison's Peacemaker are right here in the studios. Guys, welcome to Mag Zinc Radio.
Greetings, Rocker. Hello.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, our pleasure. You know, John Stover, singer, guitarist, you're the front man of well-known band I Am Dragon. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your life in music. Give us a little backstory.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'm from Madison and grew up playing around here, playing the Loft and its many incarcerations.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all over the place when it was moving around. Grew up playing like pop punk music and, you know, that was a lot of fun. And I, you know, still know lots of people from that scene from back in those days, just being, gosh, how many years ago? 25 plus years ago now. But as far as backstory with me, the obsession with playing this rock and roll thing just hasn't faded and it just doesn't seem like it will. So I just keep at it and it's like what I need to do to stay sane pretty much.
You know, I ask everybody, you know, what role did your parents play in your musical upbringing?
Yeah, absolutely.
So my mom was super supportive of pretty much everything that I've ever done musically. And not that my dad wasn't, but I would almost even go further than that and say it was like my grandmother, because she was a singer and she would do like the tours. She's from Iowa and she would do the tours of like all the small little opera houses and do like whatever the hot tunes were of the days in like the 40s probably. But she lived a hard life. She was a crazy person and I'm also a crazy person, so I can relate in many ways. But I think that's honestly my big inspiration is grandma. So Willa. Thanks, girlfriend.
Wow. How cool is that? Now, you brought your bass player.
Indeed.
Introduce us to your bass player.
Yeah, this is Daniel Rosen. Dan.
Hey, Dan here. Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
What's happening, Dan?
Yeah.
Not much.
Expat from Illinois.
Expat from Illinois.
I've lived in Madison for 8 years. John recruited me. You know, he's like, I wrote these rock and roll tunes, and I'm a guitar player. Me and John have a mutual friend, so we've been hanging out for a while. And he's like, you know, during the pandemic, I wrote these tunes. I'm looking for a bass player, and I'm a guitar player. So he's just stuck. John's the kind of guy that sends you a lot of links. So he's like, here, buy this bass, buy this bass, like, buy this bass.
No. You said you were going to buy the bass before.
But yeah, if you're on the internet with John, he's going to send you links. I'm just saying.
I bought a
bass maybe last Christmas.
Yeah,
and
something
then
like that.
We just started. The songs are just great, and it was enough motivation. And then he put a great ad out on Craigslist, and we met our drummer, James, who's at home tonight listening.
Craigslist is alive and well.
Still, Craigslist is Craigslist was alive
if you can
and well
believe
in
that.
2023.
Swipe left. If anybody can believe it, it's still out there. It's
left.
Happening.
Missed connections on Craigslist.
No, I mean, there was a multiple paragraphs in that ad, and I was like, no one is going to respond to this. And then, you know, James, our drummer, just kind of reached out, and he's like, I want to say I read the whole ad, and I was like, okay, 1 star. And then he's like, you know, and I liked what you had to say. 2 stars.
I have a car.
Yeah, and I was like, I have a car and a kit. And I was like, okay, buddy, can we meet? When are we meeting? We should probably hang out first to make sure you're not too obnoxious. And he wasn't. So I was like, all right, let's jam. Let's do it. Let's try the thing. And it actually just fell right in.
Now, Dan, what brought you to Madison from Chicago?
Oh, yeah. So
Illinois, I should say.
Yeah, I was in Chicago. So when my son was born, we were living in the city, my wife and I. And, you know, we were like, let's maybe do something crazy. You know, my mom was already living up in Madison. And, you know, we were like, thinking about
so maybe your mom is already crazy.
Yeah. Well, no. We were like, let's just do something different because, you know, Madison, we knew it was just like a great place to raise a family. So we moved up here for a job. And just my kid has been, ever since he was 3 months old, been in Madison. So
nice.
It's been a great place to be, great place to learn.
He learned how magical Wisconsin is versus Illinois.
Well, it's funny. When I used to come up here from Chicago, I feel like my blood pressure lower when I come up
here.
See,
same thing, but
parking
opposite.
Is easy.
I have
can
the
get
inverse.
Around. Mm-hmm. I can go snowboarding. Yeah. I can do things.
Drop the Bears?
Uh-oh.
I'm not a big NFL guy.
He's neutral. Neutral.
I'm neutral. That's
Sweden.
That's
or wait,
I got
is
a bunch
is
of friends
Sweden?
At home.
Ireland.
All my
thank
high school
you
buddies.
Thank you.
All my high school buddies that I text with are still huge Bears fans.
He's that country.
Yeah, I'm neutral. On that,
yeah,
oh, that's yeah,
but rock and roll, yeah, rock and roll brought me and John together, and the songs were great, so we just started practicing, and the rest is history,
yeah.
Now, Peacemaker's new self titled album is due out in May of this year.
That's correct.
Tell us about your upcoming album.
Well, we recorded it with Tim Consequence at Acme Sound Studios on Willie Street in the old Nature's Bakery, basically in the basement.
Yeah.
He's been there for many years. That guy, boy, I couldn't be happier to just kind of fall into that too, because we kind of had an arrangement. Well, James had an arrangement with him previous where we had some credit that he was due for a different arrangement. And so, you know, we rode that Green Pants Dance right into the studio and cut the first tracks. And we did, it's all live. Like the overdubs that we did are basically just, you know, the band, three of us played together, all the original music, and the overdubs are just, we added like a second guitar, maybe just mostly just thickening stuff up here and there, a couple little leads, but not much. much, and then the vocals are overdubbed. But it was it's a shoestring budget release, but I'm like, I listened to it and I'm wowed at what it sounds like based on what we spent on it and
now,
how much time.
You've released some songs digitally as singles, but you're telling me you're thinking about vinyl.
Yes. That
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Yeah, yes. Here we go.
This is a point of contention.
Who's saying yes?
A point of contention.
Who's saying yes in
me?
There?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
John likes physical media. He wants to touch it.
Can I put you down for a pre-order? That's my next question.
Absolutely.
Because
okay.
I can't afford to front it. That's the big that's
yeah,
the hang-up.
I
told
hang
John up. That he needs to get the names of the pre-orders because it's like
we'll talk.
In order
we'll talk
for
after
it
the
to be at cost, you got to order 100 or whatever,
yep,
you know,
yep,
at it's, scale.
Well, I'll put Jimmy down for one.
Okay.
I know he'll
put
get
him
one.
Down for like 25.
See, yes. That's right.
We'll
that's right. Business, business, business. Yes, no, it's been a fantasy of mine. I got the vinyl bug real bad maybe 10 or 15 years ago. I grew up, I had my parents' like old vinyl collection when I was like a teenager,
yeah,
but didn't really like fathom how different that sounds and how special it is. It was just kind of like, these are cool and like old and whatever. But really got the bug, and even stuff that I listened to like in my 20s that was always digital then, you know, it was all the beginning of MP3s and whatnot. You'd be barely streaming stuff or listening to a CD that you ripped onto your iPod. And I went back to a couple of these albums and picked them up on vinyl, and like, the one that really stuck out to me was, and I'm such an emo kid of the 2000s, but My Chemical Romance is, you know, Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge. And maybe you guys know that, maybe you don't. But if you don't, go listen to that because stuff. Oh, there's the eject button. Get me out. But a great album. But the first time I heard it on vinyl, it just, I don't know. It's just like that happy feeling for your ears where something about the lack of digital, you know, perfection and a little bit more real live organic sound. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's all the cliches that vinyl
crackle.
People say.
The analog
so,
crackle.
Yeah.
So basically,
it's a thing.
My fantasy is to put my own music on vinyl. And for the longest time, it's such a hurdle because it is a cost. I mean, you're looking at well north of $1,200, $1,500 to do 100 records, and then you have to sell them, apparently. But
or they sit in your garage in a
yeah,
box.
Exactly.
You mean they're not drink coasters?
Yeah, yeah.
They make great garage
I mean, I want to drink that big. But, yeah, so,
yeah.
I mean, it's a daunting thing, but I think I've met enough people who also share that passion for physical media and what it is and how it's special from what we, you know, technology is great and streaming is great and it's all amazing. Like what we have now is so convenient, but at the same time, like there's something to be said for like having a decent stereo. And I'm not talking like go spend money. I'm talking like go to the thrift store and pick up like a receiver, speakers that aren't broken, and like some record player that is functioning with a good needle. You know, I just built a stereo for somebody and it was like $60 for all three of those things.
Oh, and you can get great.
And it sounds great.
Like when I was a kid, you used to drool over some of the stereo
yes,
equipment with
exactly.
thousands of dollars.
That's the
now,
same.
Now you can pick it up
right,
super cheap.
Right.
Because
everybody's
awesome.
Like, this is worthless. It's huge.
And they're
you know,
like yeah, they're like, why are your speakers so big?
Yes. Yes. I've had this conversation multiple times, and it's like, well, let me show you. And then I put something on, and they're kind of
like,
okay,
wow.
There's something to that.
You don't have a subwoofer?
Yeah.
No,
but,
subwoofers are built into each speaker.
But as it pertains to like the record, I think we're going to do like a digital full release. We released a single just actually last night, the first song off of it on Bandcamp, and we have that out there, and we're probably going to put the rest of the album, just all the different spots, but Spotify,
Apple
Music. He's the businessman.
You know, they have like CD Baby or these other
yep.
like programs that put your stuff on all the platforms.
Yep.
We're going to do it.
So we'll do that probably within, honestly, probably a couple weeks here. We're going to have all eight songs out there for that. But my thinking was that would just build the hype for the people that probably want to pre-order the vinyl, because it's like that's not going to dissuade people who are into vinyl if they hear, you know, oh, I can stream it. That's cool. But like they want to hear it on the warm stereo at their house and open the thing and it's got the art and, you know.
But if it's on Apple Music and Spotify, I can send it to my mom and she can send
that,
it to her. You know,
yep.
I got to get it out there. So
we definitely got to get your mom's friends on board.
<what's>
that's
your,
very important.
What's your website?
Right now we're just basic peoples. I almost went there again. You know, we have the Bandcamp site is peacemakerrock.bandcamp.com, and that's where you can listen to I Do My Best Work at Night, which I believe we will listen to after all this jibber jabber.
Yes.
And other than that,
we just have the Facebook page.
Yeah, pretty much just, you know, facebook.com/peacemakerrock, I believe it is. Hopefully that's right. But
soon we'll get a MySpace page.
Yes.
Maybe.
We've been working on it.
We're hoping.
We're trying to get them.
I don't think you get those anymore.
We're trying to get them to find the servers.
We're bringing MySpace back.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, eventually a real website would be a thing probably released with vinyl, whatever. But I don't know. We're just kind of doing it simple and dirty. And
well, Bandcamp seems good. You just put it up there, but people can pay for it. It seems like
they can pay to download. You know, if they want to, you can set the amount. And I mean, that site's been around since 20 years plus, and it's still like a really great platform for artists that aren't
perfect
on a label to get their stuff out there.
Well, John and Dan, thank you so much for taking the time to come in and speak with us tonight. We really appreciate it. This first single that you just released is called I Do My Best Work at Night. Is this song about vampires?
Well, I mean, yes and no. I would consider myself part vampire, but I mean, really, the gist of this one is being a crazy artist person, and for me, nighttime is the right time when it comes to making that art. And I really am that person that's like, okay, I have a life tomorrow. I have, you know, kids that I need to wake up for. I have work to go to. I have all these things. But then, like, all of a sudden, inspiration hits, and all of a sudden, you can't say no, and you're like, I'm, furiously writing lyrics or a melody or something. And usually, nighttime is when the guitar riffs happen the most. But that's kind of the main, you know, theme of that song is just like trying to avoid that pitfall of like ruining your life, but also like you can't avoid that, you know, absolute obsession with like, oh, I have to create this right now. It has to happen, you know? So
what you're saying is you're a morning person?
I mean, I get up. I'm a person. So yes.
He's a night owl.
Yeah. So whether, you know, smart or not.
All right. Well, let's hear it. This is I Do My Best Work at Night. This is Peacemaker. You're listening to Mag Sync Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back.
Peacemaker on Max Inc. Radio. Live May 4th, album release party at the Red Roosters. Droids Attack will be with them. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Choose to boost, get off the mat, cause everything you're getting, you get to go and give it all back. Go to college, get that knowledge, it's a solid attack. Set your course for the White House and follow the map. I know you're thinking this, how do I keep it on track? Simple, do the right thing and tie your feet to the gas. Go to church, work hard, never lie, don't rat. Show respect, say please, don't cheat, know the facts. Yeah, follow these rules, you'll have mad bread to break up. You wanna be successful, stay in school, get an A+. Stay tough, but I got news that may come as a shake-up. If you believe in miracles, quit dreaming, lady, wake up. See, most of them stories, babe, they made up. So keep shooting three balls, but you'll never score a lane. I believe I can be whatever, no doubt.
Gotta follow the rules and sacrifice. You can make it to the top if you act alright. Do you think they lied to me? They said I'd be a star if I played the game. Tell the truth, be honest, I could stay the same. So what do you want from me? I wanna believe.
An opportunity, a treasure trove for those who translate fluently, for lessons hidden in plain sight between lines, reading the signs, applying knowledge in real time, finding meaning in minutia, the day to day, keeping forward motion while the trends tend to fade away, so you can spend your life chasing, or use your energy creating statements reflecting greatness. The one who plans is empowered by self, while the one with his hand out shall never stand out. This is the standard route, producing worker bees, souls on ice, never able to raise the mercury. Critically crippled by the reaper's sickle, living with one foot in the grave, the making of a slave. But you were limitless, born of the infinite, fully equipped, never forget what you're working with.
When those other gimmicks gotta run the human race. Can't place if you ain't in it. Be all you could be. Just do it if you wanna win it. Every 60 seconds that you live in is another minute. See how obvious the fact is sound? Be conservative. Left is right and up is down. That's why we start you on a seesaw. Say study the three R's and how it was before. If you wanna see more, carry that pack. Get married in fact. And front like you're so good. Why you stand in the back? And in fact, you get some extra. We gon' need that tax. Just saying, hey, this is the way. We'll like it. And if we don't, we'll give you a safe space, or at least a bill to help you chill while you save face. Cause you can make it on your own, you don't need anyone's help. Just be original like everyone else.
You're on your own. Soon you'll discover what they didn't tell.
Thank you.
tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and over? Try and some over local music. And over. This is Max
Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers. They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose. Yeah. I mean,
we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't
know. Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on Bull Falls Radio WXEO and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I love Jennifer Beals, and it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight a guy who kissed her, Peter Moore.
I wish I could say she was madly in love with me, but we starred in the High School Musical.
You and I kissed during a play once, Pete, and I will say I didn't really feel a connection.
That was also in The Boyfriend, but that was a different version of The Boyfriend.
That was The Boyfriends.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 8 till 10 on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on 93.5 The Tap and on the Civic Media app.
President.